Marty, we'll get to your book in just a second, but the name Marty Party, you're hearing it more and more. When did that first kind of groundswell, and are you good with it?
Matt Barry, one of my best friends at the company. He's a Sports Center anchor, and he'll be hosting one of the big preview shows in college football this year for us as well. Insanely talented and a great friend of mine. We used to do a show called Sports Center on the Road together, and every time I came on to do a report and he was anchoring, he would go, one part Marty, one part party, he's the Marty Party, something like that. And it just went crazy. Like, everybody calls me that now.
All right, you've got this new book, Never Settle, Sports, Family, and the American Soul. We've had you on before. You do have a very unique background, a lot of NASCAR in your background. What motivated you to write a book?
I've always wanted to write a book. I'm a writer by trade. It's what I studied in college. It's what I was for the first 7 years of my professional life before ESPN called me one day and asked me if I wanted to be on TV. And I've always wanted to be able to flush out these amazing stories that I've been so fortunate to tell because of ESPN. I've interviewed some of the most accomplished athletes of our time, and they've given me a lot of their time and their vulnerability. And when you're working on television, you get 3-4 minutes. You're lucky you get 5 to tell that story when you've interviewed that person for 30 or 40. So there's so much amazing content and amazing detail about these athletes and coaches and folks that just kind of never sees the light of day. And I wanted to make sure it did, because each one of these people shaped the man that I am now in some small way. And so I felt like I wanted to tell it, and a publisher called me and asked me to tell it. So I was so humbled and got the opportunity to do it.
When you think of all the Alabama fans there are in the Deep South, the fact that you've had unbelievable access to Nick Saban at his lake house, and we've talked about some of those trips you've had before, I'm curious how this has been a unique offseason. It's not every offseason that Nick Saban is coming off a 4-touchdown loss. How has Nick Saban to you seen this offseason compared to others when y'all have visited?
He's angry. He didn't feel like his players were prepared. And they don't get beaten like that. Clemson put it on them. And so he's entering this season with a very specific agenda. And it's to make sure that those players are prepared and make sure the coaches are prepared to make sure the players are prepared. He ain't messing around, man.
And then also, I mean, you touched on Clemson and the team that applied the whipping. You're quite familiar with Clemson and Dabo Swinney. The last 24 hours, obviously a lot of talk about Dabo not giving Kelly Bryant a championship ring. Bryant starting the first 4 games of last year before leaving and winding up at Mizzou. What's kind of your take on what right now is kind of the hot scuttle around SEC football or college football?
Not for me to say. That's between those two.
What is the toughest challenge in writing a book?
Time management, to be honest with you. And I was very naive about that. I am I'm very cognizant that my children are growing up and that time is precious. It's our most precious resource. It can't be manufactured and you can't get it back. And so when I'm at home, I try very hard to be a present husband and father. So I had this idea, it's all right, I'll write it on airplanes and I'll write it in hotel rooms. Let me tell y'all something. After being in Tuscaloosa for 5 days and covering a game, the last thing you want to do is go to a hotel room and sit down and try to use your brain and find that create. Like a theme I write in the book, especially like I wrote, there's a need for creative energy. You have to have that creative passion. And when you're fatigued, it's hard to find it. That was the most challenging part. And then there were parts where, it's a vulnerable book, man. I discuss everything from my parents dying too early and how hard my old man was on me to my marriage, to my amazing wife and parenthood and all those things. And so when you're making yourself that vulnerable, there's a bit of an anxiousness that comes with that. My friends in music have always told me that when they were putting out a record. And I always had the mind, the work is great. Why are you anxious? Well, now I get it. Because if you make yourself vulnerable and you're putting that energy out there, you have to be okay with whatever comes back.
You're listening to Marty Smith, the ESPN reporter, the College Game Day correspondent, has a book out, Never Settle, Sports, Family, and the American Soul. You're listening to Marty here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Marty, I'm intrigued by your statement there about being anxious about it. Have you read the book, or will you read the book?
I haven't read it. I wrote it, and that's an inaccurate statement. When I was writing it, I read it and reread it, and then I submitted it. It was sent back to me, and you read it again, and you make tweaks and alterations. So, yes, I have read it, and I also read the audio version. It was, I want you guys to imagine this, 3 8-hour VO sessions.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of talking.
And wow.
So I guess, yes, I have read the book.
At some point you got to be looking around going, all right, when does Ryan McGee get in here and help me not talk for 10 minutes?
Yeah, no, I need my buddy.
All right, you talked about the great fortune you've had about interviewing some of the biggest stars in all of sports. If you had 10 minutes with any one famous person on the planet, who would it be?
Oh, my gosh. Anybody on the planet, and I get 10 minutes. Is this to hang out and have a beer, or is this to interview?
You tell me, brother.
I I'd really like to interview George. I've never had the opportunity to sit down, Michael, and anybody who's 30 to 45 years old right now, 50 years old, he was their hero. So I would love to chat with him. But, there's all kinds of people. I'd like to interview George W. Bush. I read his book. Decision points, and I'm fascinated by him.
David and I also work at newspapers. We have the ink in our blood like you did growing up. Who do you read or who do you watch tell stories that you wish you could write or tell a story like that?
Rinaldi.
Now, you know he's kind of touchy-feely, right?
Man, he's he's unbelievably talented. His ability to ask a question and ask the right ones at the right times and whatnot, and his ability to write and be very, very judicious with words, but say a lot with a little. He's amazingly talented. I'm telling that all the time. He's tired of hearing me say it, but I admire him.
Have you seen these Yahoo things about which table you would sit at and this craze? Who's at your table?
I have not seen that, but how many people are we talking?
Well, they put three people. You've actually been on the Levitard. You're in the Levitard flow chart. You and Stu Gotts and a couple of those yahoos are at the same table.
Stu and me are at the same table?
Yes, that's a no doubt winner.
There's no question we're winning that. Who's at my table? Three other people. Let me see. Chiefs at my table.
Okay. That's Eric Church, for those who don't know it. He wrote the foreword to your book.
Yep. Eric Church is at my table. I'd probably take my boy. I'd really want to have my boys there. It'd be my buddy Stuart McWhorter. And y'all are in Chattanooga, right?
Yes, sir.
Works with you, Governor.
Yes.
And my buddy Taylor Zarzer, who you guys may know from ESPN and Sirius Radio.
Yes.
Because we're going to drink a bunch of Jack, and we're going to make a whole bunch of noise and laugh a lot. That's who I want on my table.
You're listening to Marty Smith of ESPN, who's got a book out, Never Settle, Sports, Family, and the American Soul. Marty, this book has pictures. There's a picture of you and your family, I guess from last year, up in Ocean City, New Jersey. Given your...
Where I'm heading now.
Well, there you go. Do you go up there to kind of escape? I mean, when you consider how recognized you are with college football, which is, I know it's a national thing, but it's very much a Deep South thing. The same can be said with NASCAR. Do you get recognized in New Jersey as much as you do in Auburn or Tuscaloosa or Athens?
I understand the question. I'm never comfortable talking about that, but I will just tell you this. The folks up here love them some Penn State. And I talk a lot about Penn State up here when I'm at the grocery store and the bar.
But there's also a picture. There's also a picture of you drinking a Bud Heavy with Dale Jr. In this book. What is your beer of choice to chug? Because it looks like you're polishing this thing pretty good.
Yeah, I got down on that one. That was an amazing moment, and I got a funny story. It's actually in the book, but when Tiger Woods, when I was preparing to interview Tiger, I was sitting in the clubhouse at Medalist down in Hoedown, Florida, Tiger's home course, and I'm just looking through my notes for the final time, and in the room he walks. And so I stand up and shake his hand, and he goes, "I got to tell you something." I said, "What?" He goes, "You want to know one of the coolest things I've ever seen on ESPN?" I said, "What?" He said, "When you pounded that Budweiser with Dale Earnhardt Jr. after his last race." And I was like, "You win Augusta, I'll be waiting on you at 18. Now, this was the year before, that was a cool moment, man. I'm a Corona. I don't know. I drink any beer, really, but if I'm just chilling, like hanging out with my buddies, I'll drink Corona Light. A little lime in there. Summer beach beer.
All right, Marty, we like to roll with whenever we have great guests, we like to close with a rapid fire, just first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
All right, ready.
All right, this is kind of a college football world that's been dominated by Bama and Clemson these last 4 or 5 years. Give me the team that can break through and try to eliminate that stranglehold that those two teams have.
Is Georgia a boring answer?
No.
I mean, Georgia.
Okay.
All right, if I had you ranked behind Marty Stewart but ahead of Marty Schottenheimer in the high rankings of famous Martys, are you okay with that?
If I would be shocked to be ahead of Coach Schottenheimer, but there's no way I'm touching Marty Stewart's flow. And look, Marty Stewart was Johnny Cash's guitarist.
Right.
He wins in spades.
Who is the dominant NASCAR driver of the next 3 to 5 years?
The dominant NASCAR driver of the next 3 to 5 years, Kyle Busch.
When did you figure out that your hair needed that much product?
Probably 15 years ago, and I'm still working on the exact perfect amount.
you told us at Media Days a year or two ago that you could walk right out of the shower and you're pretty much done. You don't have to work on it much.
Yeah, all I do is just slap a little, like a quarter-sized amount of this stuff called forming cream, and I run it through my hair and walk out the door. It's not like this is some fine sculpture that I sit there and hone.
All right, we would wish you good luck on this book, but it's already like rocking and rolling on Amazon. It's like the number one football book, so congratulations on what you've already accomplished with this thing.
Well, thank you. I'm very blessed, man, and I appreciate guys like you guys giving me the time and having fun and hanging out, spreading the faith. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Marty. Take care, and thank you for joining us here in Chattanooga on Press Row.
Appreciate it, guys. Be well.
All righty. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.